We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Charlamagne, say the game, don't get utter Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, you know what? You got to do that over, right? Hit my Florida intro. I'm sorry. I forgot this was Florida. My bad. I didn't tell you beforehand. Just give us a second.
You make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day. With Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
It's not me, Duval. It's y'all, okay? Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, December 13th goes to Max Crescent. Crescant? I think I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. He is a 33-year-old St. Petersburg, Florida man. What does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. I do not wake up in the morning and say, what is going on in the Sunshine State? How are they going to make themselves look foolish today? That is not what I do. They do it to themselves. For example, Max was arrested on a petite theft charge for failing to pay for a tattoo. Yes, there's a tattoo parlor called Ink Gods, and at Ink Gods, Max got a tat, okay? That tat was $250. Now, look, times is hard. I'm not judging anybody for what they do to survive. You steal $250 worth of groceries? I understand. I actually overstand. But getting a tattoo, that's not a means of survival, okay? This is the type of thing, you know, you do at 18, 19, early 20s. Maybe steal a tattoo, but at 33, there is absolutely zero reason for you to be stealing a tattoo. Now, I'm shocked these tattoo parlors don't make you pay before they do their job, but it's Florida, so I'm not expecting anything to make sense. Now, I could end Donkey of the Day right here because being arrested on a petite theft charge for failing to pay a tattoo parlor is hee-haw worthy, but that would kind of leave the people wanting more. Would kind of feel like a slow news day, so there has to be more to this story, right? Of course it is. It's Florida. Would you like to know what the tattoo was that Max got? Would you like to know the tat was $250? Okay, the tat that he decided not to pay for. The tat that he got arrested for not paying for. Would you like to hear what the tattoo was? Let's go to TBC News for the report, please.
A Florida man who received a Waffle House tattoo was taken to jail for failing to pay for it, according to an arrest affidavit. 33-year-old Max Kreshkant was arrested on a petty theft charge. Deputies were called to Ink Gods in St. Petersburg after Kreshkant, what a name, received the $250 tattoo. Pretty cheap, if you ask me. But when it was time to pay, he allegedly did not have his debit card. He reportedly could not provide proof of having $250 in his bank account and allegedly refused to pay the bill after he was given multiple options. In his bag, he did have $6 and his driver's license. He was booked into the Pinellas County Jail and released the next day on $150 bond. I have no idea where that money came from. For TBC News, I'm Very White.
Max got a $250 Waffle House tattoo that he didn't pay for. Now, I've heard of people walking out on a Waffle House bill, but a Waffle House tattoo, this is a new one. First of all, dropping the clues bombs for Waffle House. Let me tell you something about Waffle House. You can't tell me nothing about Waffle House. Waffle House is a cultural institution down south. Nothing brings you joy more than when you leaving a club at 2-something in the morning in a small country town. You're drunk, you on drugs, and you see that giant yellow sign. Okay, good food, pretty decent service, great prices, over 60 years of excellence. You haven't really experienced life until you've had an all-star special. Okay, you're not even really living for real because you never had a pecan waffle. I don't even eat cheese or beef anymore, but I remember what that cheesesteak omelet from Waffle House tastes like. And when you put your jelly on the toast and just enough jelly falls into your grits, you just mix it all together. Eat it! There are words for that. Fantastic, tremendous, remarkable, outstanding, terrific, extraordinary. I own a thesaurus. And we ain't even talk about the Texas patty melt with them hash browns. Okay, we don't talk about the patty melt with the hash browns the way Pepper and the Madrigal family don't talk about Bruno and Encanto. All I'm saying is Waffle House is top tier, grade A, the one, not the two. Don't play with them. Drop one of Clues Bomb for Waffle House.
And all that.
What?
But I'm not getting a Waffle House tattoo. Okay, on a niggatry scale of 1 to the Zeus Network, getting a Waffle House tattoo and not paying for it is a strong 8.5. Now, as you heard in the news report, or maybe you didn't hear in the news report, Max claimed he could not pay for the tattoo because he did not have his debit card with him. He also failed to provide proof that he had $250 in his bank account and refused to pay the money after being offered multiple payment options. When police searched his bag, they found $6 and his driver's license. There's only one thing left to do. We must play a game. Guess what race it is? Max Kreshkant, 33 years old of Florida, got a tattoo of the Waffle House sign, refused to pay for it, then said it was because he didn't have his debit card and couldn't provide proof of $250 in his bank account. Lauren LaRosa, guess what race he is?
He is Bonnet Black.
Ooh.
Damn.
Ooh. Said that with a lot of confidence, Lauren. What makes you think he's Bonnet Black?
I just feel like Waffle House to us is just, that's just where it's at.
Okay.
The way that we felt about Waffle House when I was at Dell State, somebody would have got a tattoo. I don't know how white people feel about Waffle House.
DJ Envy, Max Kreshkant, 33 years old of Florida, got a tattoo of the Waffle House sign, refused to pay for it, then said it was because he didn't have his debit card and couldn't provide proof of $250 in his bank account. Guess what race he is?
Southern Black.
Southern Black. First of all, I'm Southern Black. What the hell that mean?
That's Bonnet Black.
That's you.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Queens, New York. And let me tell you something, Delaware. What the hell is Delaware?
Wilmington, Delaware.
Let me tell you something. Max Kreshkant is Caucasian. Okay. You stereotyping, profiling ass people, okay?
That's heroin white,
Caucasian,
too.
Caucasian, all right? He's Caucasian.
Okay.
On the census. He's from Florida. which means he's a nigga.
Okay.
Everybody in Florida is a nigga. Okay? All right. All right. All right. Please give Max Kretschkant the biggest hee-haw.
Mm-hmm. Y'all like Waffle House over IHOP?
Oh my, what?
Man, play with me, boy.
I think it's so weird that
Breakfast
people in New York
Rudy
prefer
Tootie,
IHOP
fresh and fruity.
Over Waffle House or anything.
Pigs in a blanket.
IHOP seasoning couldn't even touch Waffle House.
I don't even have, I'm not having no conversation with no New Yorker about no Waffle House. You wouldn't understand.
The fact that y'all drunk go to IHOP willingly is just like, bro.
I don't like IHOP. The pancakes are fluffy, nice.
That's like me discussing that chopped rat meat sandwich y'all be eating. What's the
chopped
rat
cheese?
Meat?
Chopped
there
cheese.
There you go. Yeah.
Why y'all don't just go to Philly and get a cheesesteak?
We want to drive 2.5 hours to Philly after a club to get a cheesesteak?
It tastes
not
better.
Not talking to nobody.
We go to the bodegas. We'll do a chopped cheese. We go to bodegas. We get bacon, egg, and cheese. We get sausage, egg, and cheese.
I'm with the bacon, egg, and cheese.
And the IHOP is no... Rudy Tootie, fresh and fruity?
Bacon, egg, and cheese and Melba's is like... Those are my favorite things.
Breakfast Club. I said Breakfast Club. Breakfast sampler from IHOP?
Nah, bro.
Pigs in a blanket where they put the sausage in the They put the sausage in the pancakes and roll it up and put a little syrup.
What did you do at Norfolk? You ain't go to Waffle House?
I went to Hampton, ma'am.
Oh, Hampton. Oh, my bad. I forgot. You went to the wrong school.
And we had an IHOP.
IHOP is great. I'm not mad at IHOP, but it ain't no Waffle House, B.
IHOP is...
It's something about Waffle House grease that soaks up alcohol in a different way. So sobers you right up.
And why the floors in Waffle House always slippery?
For when a fight breaks out. It's actually a security member. Y'all ain't know that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Two things that y'all know about Waffle House. Waffle House doesn't have locks on the doors. Because it's always open. And they keep the floor slippery on purpose to keep people from fighting.
Oh.
Yeah.
They also always keep the tables there to keep
all
you humble.
But you should believe me when I'm lying.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm. Now, when we come back, we have Senator Nina Turner. She'll be joining us, and we're going to kick it with her when we come back. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at FisherHomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.